Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We're glad you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes a day every single weekday, and sometimes we point you to scripture, sometimes to other devotionals or resources that we've found helpful. But at the end of the day, our hope is that you'd be encouraged and inspired to live out your faith in a real practical way. And if you find this helpful, we'd be encouraged if you'd hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss a single episode. And also, if you'd consider sharing it with a friend, we'd love to help as many people as possible. Well, there's a great little verse in the New Testament in James chapter 1 that really is about how we can up our listening game. James, the half-brother of Jesus, said this. He said, "Everyone, which includes us, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Let me read that again. Everyone, all of us, should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. A lot of times, we don't practice this well. So let me hone in on that first part just for a moment. We should be quick to listen. You know the stats probably better than I do, but oftentimes we acknowledge the fact that we are better at talking than we are listening. In fact, I heard somebody describe anytime you go to a company gathering that when people are listening, they're really just watching your lips, waiting for them to stop moving so that they can jump back in and talk about themselves. Well, if you want to avoid a lot of heartache, and if you want to connect with people at a deeper level, you and I must learn to up our listening game. We've got to get better. And so I want to give you just a couple of real practical ideas when it comes to this idea of listening. And the first thing is just to embrace the power of silence. Embrace the power of silence. Most of us feel awkward when there's too much silence in a conversation. Most of us want to fill any gap, whether we lighten the mood with a joke, whether we jump in with our advice too soon, or whatever that may be, but embrace the power of silence, because usually it's in those silent moments that a lot of meaning is actually conveyed. Usually, it's in those silent moments that we begin to actually feel heard if we're the person talking, and truth begins to emerge. And so I would encourage you to try that. Embrace the power of silence. A second thing is to pay attention to what you're listening for. Pay attention to what you're listening for. Obviously, the place you start with what you're listening for are what are the exact words that are being said. What are they trying to say? Why did they pick that word? So listen to actual words, but go beyond that. Listen to the vibe that they're giving off or the tone that they're giving off, because honestly, the vibe or the tone says so much even more than just the words by themselves. It's sort of like when you get a text message with no context and somebody says sure, you're like, what does that sure mean? What was the tone of that? Was it sure that sounds good, or was it sure whatever, right? So listen for that. And a third way to actually listen is to really listen for what is not being said. What is the actual core issue? What is the story behind the story? Because oftentimes, especially when it comes to conflict, the thing that we actually hear, the words that we actually hear, are just a tipping point for what is actually going on under the surface. And so the Bible has so much to say about listening, and it has so much to say about tempering what we do. I mean, think about this. Proverbs 14, verse 29 says, "Patient people have great understanding, but people with quick tempers show their foolishness." Proverbs 15, verse 28, "Good people think before they answer. Evil people have a quick reply because it causes trouble." Proverbs 15, verse 18, "Losing your temper causes a lot of trouble, but staying calm settles arguments." And so I just want to encourage you with this first part of the verse, be quick to listen. Quick to listen. Today, you're going to have a great laboratory. You're going to be around people. And instead of jumping in, instead of filling the gap with a lot of noise, I want to encourage you, practice really good listening. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.